Election 2024 on News Talk.
Now, I think we also have Mairead Farrell in Galway West with us on the line tonight. I should say, not today. Mairead, good evening. How are you doing?
Good. I'm a bit like yourself. I'm not sure what time of day or what day it is myself at the moment. There's no windows in this town centre.
Right, in Galway West, none at all.
Yeah. So we don't know, is it dark daylight or what it is?
Well, it's 20 past 10, I can tell you, and it's pitch dark and raining here in Dublin. What is the latest for Sinn Féin in Galway West, Mairead?
Well, we are still waiting on the first count, and I think that's maybe where the delirium is coming in. So we're waiting on the first count, but we have been waiting for a bit of time. So they've been double checking, I suppose, the different votes. They want to make sure that the first count is absolutely accurate. So I need to see the first count. But look, it's looking positive. It's looking good. And we just have to wait for the first count to see exactly. But I don't think there'll be anybody elected tonight now.
At all from the first count? No.
No, it generally, well, from my recollections of first counts in Galway West, it wouldn't be that people would be elected on the first count. So I'd say it'll be tomorrow that people will be elected.
How are you seeing it shaping up, Mairead? Are we looking like a battle in that fifth seat? Like, it looks to be fairly comfortable. Yourself, John Connolly, the two independents, Catherine Connolly, Noel Grealish. And then is the fifth going Hildegard Loughton, or how do you see it?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's an interesting one. It'll depend, I suppose, on how certain transfers go, you know, whether they go party wise or if they go maybe geographically wise, and it could be a kind of a bit of a mix of both. So at this point, I think it's kind of hard to tell, especially because we didn't get a full tally here. I'm not sure if you were aware of that, but there had been issues at the start. We didn't get the full tally. So that made it kind of a bit more difficult with numbers flying around. So until we get the first count, I think then we'll probably have a far better idea of exactly where everybody stands and kind of where we go from there. But look, I think it'll be a long night and it'll be a long day tomorrow. But sure, look, isn't that why we all do it?
That's the fun, isn't it? So I think the thing...
the fun, exactly.
Yeah, the fun, we say, as coffee-fueled at this hour. But anyway, I think the thing everyone wants to know at a Galway West, what happened to Gráinne Seoga?
Well, look, I mean, I just want to say, first of all, for anybody to put themselves forward for an election, like, it takes an awful lot to go forward for an election. It also takes a huge amount from your family, from your support network, neighbours, everything gets involved. So look, I mean, I don't really like commenting on, like it's a hard day for people when they don't take seats, and I just don't feel comfortable, to be honest, commenting like that. You know what I mean? Look, everybody tries to put their best foot forward, and you know, it's some people's day and some days, and some people's days another day.
Of the five, it's five seat constituency. You look, I know you don't have full tallies, but you look like you're likely to take a seat there. Where else, Mairead, do you see them going?
Yeah, so look, it looks hopefully that myself will take a seat and we'll just get the final kind of figures there now. John Connolly from Fianna Fáil has performed quite strongly, so he looks set to take a seat as well. And then, as you said, Noel Grealish and Catherine Connolly do look very strong. So it's quite interesting in that sense. You know, there's kind of nearly maybe four of the seats you'd kind of have an idea at this stage quite strongly, I suppose, even just from the tallies themselves. So that's quite interesting at this point. So it'll be interesting then to see what kind of happens at the end. So you're kind of talking about three. You're talking about Sean Kine, Hildegard Loughton and Noel Thomas from Independent Ireland. So Tufan Gael and Noel Thomas kind of fighting for that last seat. But how that'll go, you see Sean Kine and Noel Thomas would be geographically close. And then obviously Sean Kine and Hildegard Loughton are in the same party. So how the transfers will go will be interesting to see. We do have an awful lot of, you know, other candidates who have to kind of be eliminated before we even get to that point. So how that'll work. And at this stage, I'm not 100% sure how much of a difference there is between those three candidates in terms of their first preference vote. So I think when we have that final thing, we'll know better.
Overall, Mairead, how satisfied are you with the Sinn Féin performance in this election?
Oh, like, I'll be honest, like, I was worried, you know, I was stressed, and maybe I'm just that kind of person, but I was very stressed over the last number of months, tried to put everything into, like, my heart and soul into this campaign. I would never, like, I couldn't have imagined that I would have gotten such a strong vote from what the tallies tell us and indicate. And like to be honest, I'm totally overwhelmed. So like, look, I can say nothing but that I'm absolutely thrilled with how Sinn Féin is faring today, and as well in Galway West. And look, and also in Galway East, don't forget we have Louis O'Hara, who looks at, like, he could take a seat. And for me personally, that's really big because myself, like, look, I know Louis since he's a teenager, you know, from being involved in Sinn Féin. He's a really strong activist, really hard worker, really political, like passionate about what he does. And I think now, to be honest, if he catch me, if he does take a seat, he'll catch me weeping in the council centre, overcome by emotion. So hopefully there'll be no cameras pointed my way at that moment.
All right. Well, listen, Mairead, we'll leave you, go home and get some sleep and some rest. You'll have a long day for sure in the Galway West constituency count tomorrow. That is Sinn Féin's Mairead Farrell.
Election 2024 on News Talk.